All right, we're good.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Popping the Popcorn. I'm your host, Katie, and today I have my friend Marcus from Marcus Talks. How you doing, Marcus?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Today we will be talking about video games and different video games that we like and how we got into video games and stuff like that. So, Marcus, how did you get into video games?
It was basically the one major thing that I would do when I hung out with my older brothers, even though I wasn't that great. After that, I basically started getting my own consoles once they had moved out, and here we are today.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got into video games. My older brother used to play video games all the time, and me and my little brother would play with him. We used to play, like, the old, like, Nintendo, like, Mario Kart and stuff like that. Well, not on old Nintendo, that was on 64, but we used to play, like, Mario Brothers, the original one, and stuff like that together. And so we'd all take turns playing it. So I basically got into video games the same way.
Yeah, I got started on the GameCube and not the Wii.
Nice. I had the GameCube as well. I still have it, actually.
Yeah, I actually...
Oh, nice.
Just sitting right here, even though if it's a podcast, that's not going to show up.
It's okay. He just showed a GameCube.
Yeah, my older brother left it here.
Oh, okay. Nice. So what was your favorite game on the GameCube?
The GameCube had so many good games, but I gotta say Chibi Robo was my favorite.
I did not play that one.
Oh, it came out like 2006, so the same year the Wii was coming out, and it didn't have a very wide release.
Oh, okay, got
it. And a single copy, the disc by itself with no case or manual, is like $150.
Oh wow, yeah, that's expensive even for back then. That's a little expensive.
Yeah, it's just that it's so rare, people can't get a hold of it anymore.
Right, it's like that game for the regular Nintendo, it was called Earthbound for the N64, and you can't even get that game now.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be able to download that on the Wii U.
Do you like that game?
Yeah, I've played through it, but I got through everything except the final boss.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've played the whole game. We used to stay up as teenagers. We used to stay up all night playing that game.
It was extremely weird.
Yeah, it's a weird game, but it's fun, though. I think aliens were, like, attacking that, like, world or something.
Yeah.
You know. But what other games did you like for the GameCube? Did you like anything else?
Mario Kart Double Dash, Super Smash Bros. Melee. We didn't have that many games on the GameCube itself.
Right.
But there was this demo disc we would play over and over
for no reason. Too. I had that too. I remember playing that, and they had like a couple of games on there or something.
Yeah, and then they would even let you connect Game Boy to it to download games for a period of time.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Did you have a Game Boy?
We do, but the entire time I've been alive, they either lost the link cable or just haven't found it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So I've never experienced anything with the Game Boy Link cables.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to have the old Game Boy, which was like, looked like almost like a phone. So now it's like a dinosaur type of thing. And I had the Game Boy DS and the Game Boy Color. I had all those. But I used to play Pokemon on the Game Boy all the time.
Which one?
All of them. I had all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I had all of them for the Game Boy. I used to play the gold one. It was like the gold, like looking one. I think it was called Pokemon Gold or something.
It was literally just Pokemon Gold.
Yeah, I used to play that one, and I had the silver, and I don't remember.
We've got a drawer now a bag full of the games. My brother actually did take the Game Boy and all the games with him recently.
Wow.
But yeah, he had blue, silver, and ruby.
Mm-hmm. I had the blue one, but I didn't have the ruby one. I had the blue one too. But they were fun games, and then now everybody just plays Pokemon Go on their phone. Do you play that?
Yeah, I do, but I'm mostly playing it to just transfer them into the main games at this point.
Gotcha. I didn't know you could transfer them.
It was like a recent update in the last year.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I stopped playing Pokemon Go because I got tired of waiting for the eggs to hatch and stuff like that. So I just got tired of playing. Have you gotten some of the ones at Disney? Have you played it at Disney and gotten some of the ones at Disney?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's like...
Little too busy down there doing other stuff.
Yeah, it is. But some of the attractions have Pokemon in there and stuff like that. Some of them are rare Pokemon. Which is really cool. I know you and I both really like this one game that you play all the time right now. What do you like about that game?
I'm sorry, but what game are you referring to?
What is it called? I can't think right now. I always draw a blank. When I record, I always draw a blank. What is it? Not Mega Mind, but it's...
Metroid?
Yeah, Metroid, yes. You still playing that one?
I haven't been playing Metroid for a bit, but yeah, it's a really good game.
Yeah, I used to play the old version, and I like the new version too. I like both versions of it.
I've tried to play as many of the 2D games as possible, and mm-hmm. I've gotten pretty much all of them except the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the original and even the remake are really hard to get a hold of.
Right, yeah, they are. I got them I think my brother bought them or something, so I have the original game to it. And I like the newer graphics a lot better than the other versions, but I still play it. It's fun to play.
Yeah, same goes for the original game. I can't play the original version. I have to play the remake.
Right. What games are you playing right now?
Well, I've started collecting 3DS games a lot.
Mm-hmm. Those are fun.
Yeah, so let's see. I've been playing Animal Crossing New Leaf. Went back to that a while ago because it was just better than the newest game, in my opinion.
Right.
I played the Legend of Zelda Nintendo 64 remakes.
How are those? I haven't played those yet. How are those?
Well, I don't have any. I never played the originals, so I don't have anything to compare them to. But they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people make complaints about Majora's Mask in particular making too many changes, but I don't know. It was pretty fun when I played it.
Right. When I was little, I used to think Zelda was the guy, but it's actually the princess.
Yeah, everyone thought that.
And the guy's name is Link, but he's one of my favorite characters. And I was like, when the original Zelda came out for the 64, it was like a really fun game to play and stuff like that. And
yeah,
when
I played the remake, it was pretty fun. The Hyrule Field open area isn't as fun or as exciting as people will remember it. But overall, it's still a pretty good game with a lot of content packed into it.
Right. I used to remember always going into the water and like dying or something like that. And I was like, why do I keep dying in the water? The fish kept on eating me or something. And I was like, oh, you're supposed to cast the pole. It was funny. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I don't know, like 16, 17 at the time. So I was like, oh, okay. You know. And my brother's like, what are you doing? You're trying to kill my character. It was funny. I was like, oh, well, I'm playing the game. And I used to think I was playing the game, you know. It's funny.
Yep.
But yeah, Zelda's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, I've tried to play as many of those as I can.
Mm-hmm. Have you played Kingdom Hearts? Have you played that yet?
No, no, not at all. No, not a single one.
Oh, those are fun.
All I know is that it's Final Fantasy mixed with Disney. And
it is.
They get all the Final Fantasy lore completely wrong.
Yes, they do. But yeah, it's pretty much Final Fantasy mixed in with Disney. But I like Final Fantasy anyway. Do you like Final Fantasy?
I haven't played Final Fantasy either, but I'm more into Dragon Quest. Same company at this point, but I've only played Dragon Quest 11.
Oh, okay.
Because, again, the older games are so hard to get a hold of.
Right. Well, if I ever find one, I'll send it to you. If I ever find it here at my house, I'll send it to you. Because I have a couple of them. I have, like, two copies of those games. So I'll send
Oh, really?
You. Yeah. So I'll send you a copy.
Yeah, I've tried looking for the remakes of the older games that were on the DS and 3DS, and
mm-hmm.
they're just so expensive.
Yes, they are. Like, especially
you can find the original Japanese copy for about as much as the remake is.
Right. Yeah, I haven't played the Japanese versions. I've only played the American versions of them. They're fun.
Yes. Why would you play the Japanese version of a game that's mostly story and you can't understand what's going on?
I don't know. Some people are like that, though. They like anime, so there you go.
Well, at least you have subtitles for that. With this, you have to be looking constantly, okay, how does this translate?
Right, exactly. But yeah, some people just like stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Some people just collect stuff, because I know collectors collect stuff like that, so that's probably why, too.
Because Japan gets all the cool stuff.
Yes, they do. I want to go over there and check it out. I want to go to the Mario Land, the Nintendo Land there.
Oh yeah, they. Based on their plans, they should be opening in California by at least 2023 or 24, I think.
Oh, nice.
And Florida should be getting it around 25, 26.
Right, yeah. But I still want to go see, like, where it originated from and just, like, you know. Because they have, Japan has all the cool stuff over there.
Yeah. They get all the cool products and merchandise for literally every property.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it originated over there or not.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why they get it better. But they just do. You know. But, yeah. So I also loved. Have you played any of the Sonic games for the Sega?
Don't think we had any Sega consoles growing up, but let's see. I played a little bit because we had a compilation disc of some of the more obscure Sonic games on the GameCube.
Right.
And the only Sonic game I've actually beaten was Sonic Mania.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's definitely the best 2D Sonic game.
Right. Yeah, that was a pretty fun game. They used to have this game called Sonic Pinball as well, and that was fun. Sonic was like a pinball.
Sonic Spinball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might have been part of that compilation disc.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Do you like RPGs or do you like more role-playing games or action games?
I've always played a large variety of games. So 2D Mario, 2D Mario, 3D Mario, 2D platformers, 3D platformers, RPGs, action RPGs, action games, party games,
Nice. Do you
basically
like
all kinds.
the Mario Party games?
Yeah, the I haven't played one in a while either. Just it's too much money to pay for, I don't know, a game that you know won't be as good as the older ones.
Right. 'Cause I used to play the one on the Wii all the time, the Mario
Oh,
Party movie.
Mario Party 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, we used to play that all the time. I miss the Wii. We used to play that and Super Smash Brothers all the time.
Yep.
I was good with Pikachu on Super Smash Brothers. But you can kind of cheat with Pikachu, though, I think.
Oh, every game you can kind of cheat with Pikachu.
Yeah. And my brothers would get mad at me for beating them with Pikachu. Have you played any of like the Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat games? Have you played
Let's see.
those?
I played a little bit of Super Street Fighter 2, and that's about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we grew up with those games.
Hardcore fighting games have never been my kind of thing.
Right.
That's one of the few styles that I can't get into.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's not for everybody. A lot of people can't get into it and stuff like that. You know, it's not for everybody.
I'm fine playing as Ryu in Super Smash Bros., just not in Street Fighter.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's one of my favorite characters. Have you seen the Street Fighter movies? You know, they made Street Fighter
Oh,
into movies.
I've heard of those. I've seen bits and pieces. No, I have not seen them all the way through.
They're okay. I think they need to remake them, to be honest with you. 'Cause they're so 90 movies. They're so 90s. I knew you didn't grow up in the 90s, but they're so 90s.
I understand what you mean by that.
You can tell it's a 90s movie or a 90s video game if you're like looking at the video game.
Yeah, that reminds me, there's a Super Mario Brothers movie coming out next year with Chris Pratt playing Mario.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, the biggest problem for me is Illumination is making it.
Oh, yeah, I don't. Oh, the people that made Despicable Me.
Despicable Me was fine. Everything after that was
Right.
bad.
Right. What movie didn't you like from them?
Pretty much everything after their first movie.
Oh, okay. So you didn't like Despicable Me 2 or
They
3?
basically learned that they didn't need to try anymore.
Right.
So I'm apprehensive about the Super Mario Brothers movie. Knowing that the
Gotcha.
creator of Mario has worked very closely with them while they made the parks and the movie kind of gives me a little hope, but
Right.
I'm not too optimistic about it.
Gotcha. Yeah, and who's playing Luigi? I forget who's playing Luigi.
Someone named Charlie Day.
Oh yeah, I know who he is. He plays in the show called Sunny in Philadelphia.
I've never seen it. I've heard of it, but
Yeah, that's who he is. Yeah, I don't know about them two playing Mario and Luigi. I don't know.
on board with Chris Pratt. I'm not too sure about every other cast member.
Charlie Day, I don't know if you're gonna like him because he's like slapstick comedy. And some of his
Well,
comedy's like really dry too.
oh, I love dry comedy. Let's see. If it translates over like the Mario and Luigi RPGs, it should be funny then.
Okay,
Because
gotcha.
those games are filled with slapstick, especially with Luigi.
Yes, they are. Have you seen the Mario movie that they made in the 90s? Have you seen that one?
Same with Street Fighter, bits and pieces,
Oh, okay,
but
yeah.
never all the way through.
That one was all right.
All I remember so right now is that we were watching The Amazing Spider-Man about a week ago, and looking at the lizard, I was like, that's just a Goomba from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Right? That's funny. Have you seen that they have a new Spider-Man video game out?
No, I've
yeah
not.
Yeah, they for PlayStation and Xbox they have a new Spider-Man movie out and game
that would
out.
That would explain why I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't bought it yet for the Xbox because I have an Xbox. But they have it, and I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. Because the new movie came out, so I don't know if it's based off the new movie or not.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Probably won't end up picking it up, and if I do, it'll probably be years and years from now.
Right. Have you seen the new movie yet?
No, we still have to watch the second Tom Holland movie.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I haven't seen the new one yet either. But yeah, they have a new Spider-Man game. Have you guys seen Spider-Man into the
the U-verse or whatever? Yeah, there's a sequel for that coming out next year.
I wish they would make a video game based off that. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be a good concept for a game. Yeah. The comic, not so much.
No, but it would be kind of cool to go into like the different Spider-Man worlds or something.
Yeah.
You know.
This went on a Spider-Man tangent, didn't it?
Yeah, it's all right, you know. But yeah, so what's your favorite game right now? Do you have a favorite video game that you're playing right now?
Let's see. Yeah, Animal Crossing has always been one of my favorites. I'm still playing that regularly. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I've got a few games sitting at my desk right here that I've been playing, but it's been hard since I've got other stuff to do and other games I've been playing at the same time.
Gotcha.
This right here is one of my favorite things in my collection, merely because it comes with a stand for your 3DS.
Oh, that's really cool.
Because the control method is so awkward that during play testing, people must have dropped the console too many times.
Probably and broke it.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
It's weird, but it's actually pretty fun. Kid Icarus Uprising.
Right. I haven't played that one. What's that one about?
It was basically like a rebooted continuation of the original Kid Icarus on NES.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I played that on NES, but
and it plays nothing like the original game whatsoever.
Gotcha. A lot of games are like that nowadays.
I've only played Star Fox and Star Fox 2, but if I were to compare it to anything, I'd say it's like playing a Star Fox game.
Okay, yeah, I like Star Fox.
It's composed of each level is an on-rails flying shooting section, mm-hmm. and then a grounded third-person over-the-shoulder shooter.
Gotcha, yeah. I used to play Star Fox all the time.
Yeah, and this game even has some online that I've tried, and people are still playing it.
Oh, wow. That's really cool, though.
Like, and you could tell they weren't bots because the usernames would never be anything a bot would use.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, that's cool that you could still play with people online.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, one of the games I've been playing lately is I've been playing Animal Crossing. I like that game since it first came out. I used to play it on Facebook, too.
Facebook?
Yeah, they used to have it on Facebook, yeah, a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think it went to the Nintendo. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound right.
They used to have something like that on Facebook.
Animal Crossing came out on the GameCube.
Yeah, it came out on GameCube, but they had like an app or something on Facebook that you could play with it on there too. But it was like a different game though.
Something similar to Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, it was like.
I know Nintendo wasn't doing anything with smartphone apps or
right
gaming off of their consoles until just about 5 years ago.
Right, yep. But yeah, I play Animal Crossing on the NES all the time. It's a lot of fun. I like I also like I used to play Minecraft a lot too.
Oh yeah. I kind of dropped out of that after a while, but it's still pretty fun.
Yeah.
I need other people to play it with, but it's so hard to find other people.
I play with my cousin. She still plays with it. And then she also... What?
If I could find people to consistently play with, I think I'd play it a lot more, but...
You could come play with us anytime. We're always playing.
Which version of the game are you playing?
I don't know. I'd have to ask. I'd have to look. I don't remember.
Is it on a game console or on your computer?
It's on the computer, and we play on the game console, too.
I'm guessing you're playing Bedrock.
Yeah. We play on both. And then she also plays on Roblox, so we play Roblox together, too. Do you guys play that?
No, I don't.
They're kind of fun to play sometimes. If you can get a bunch of people to play with you, it's fun to play Roblox. They have, like, different games you can play and stuff like that. But, yeah, I just like video games. It's just something to keep your mind occupied, like, when something's going on or you're mad or something. So that way you don't say something to somebody. That's why I play it.
I understand that.
You know, for anxiety, too, helps with that. Like, you know, the games in Wreck-It Ralph, I've played a couple of those games, too. Have you ever played, like, the arcade games? Like, have you been to, like, an arcade and played the arcade games?
Galaga is probably one of my favorite arcade games.
Yeah, I like Galaga. That game's, like, from the 70s.
I think it was more like early 80s. But, yeah, it's pretty old.
Yeah, and then I also like Pac-Man. I've always played Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, and it's okay. It's not my favorite.
I always die. The ghost always get me. I play.
Yeah, you just got to figure out what their patterns are.
Yeah, and it goes so fast that they still get me. I'm like, okay, I'm done with this game. But we have, like, these are, like, little, like, video arcade things, and they have, like, all the original games, which is fun.
Oh, like a plug-and-play console?
No, you can go to this place, and you can play
an actual arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they have, like, laser tag and stuff like that you can play, and then they have, like, go-karts that you can play, too. But it's, like, a whole big, like, game, like, room and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of fun because they have all the old games and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun. And pinball, I like pinball too. I remember there used to be a pinball game for one of the video game companies. I forget what it was, but you could used to play it on like a console. And that was a lot of fun.
Let me see. As far as arcade games go, I remember one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Star Wars Trilogy arcade game.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
It's really hard.
Yeah, it is.
But somehow I managed to actually get through without dying one time and beating both Boba Fett and Darth Vader.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure how I did that, but I remember because it was at Disney Quest before that was torn down.
Oh, I loved Disney Quest. That was so much fun.
So even if I had died, I could have just continued for free, but...
Right.
I don't know how or why, but somehow I did it.
Right. Yeah, I liked Disney Quest. There was, like, a lot of fun things to do in there.
And then they changed it into something else, and it's just sort of dead now.
There's nothing there right now, I don't think.
Yeah, whatever they replaced it with just closed immediately.
Right. I say they should bring back Disney Quest. That's what I say. That way you could do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
There used to be this game for... What was it? It was for the Nintendo. It was called Mario Paint. I loved that game.
Oh, the Super Nintendo... Super NES had Mario Paint on it, yeah.
I used to play that for hours. That and I used to play like Donkey Kong, but that's for Super N64. That was a lot of fun. Have you played that?
I played Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2 on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I played those too. They were a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite games because it was like a RPG, but it was kind of like a fighting
You
game type of thing, and it was like a lot of fun.
are you talking about Super Mario RPG?
Yeah, that one was a lot of fun too. Yep.
Yeah, Donkey Kong Country was one of those extremely difficult 2D platformers.
Yep. Exactly. You could never win in that. I could never win in that game. I'd always die. I'd always
Yeah,
die.
it was extremely hard.
Yeah, it was. I would always die when I would get to the big boss. One of the big bosses. I don't remember what boss it was, but I would always die. Have you ever played any of the Ninja Turtle games? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games?
No, I have not.
Those are fun too. To play. If you like Ninja Turtles, I don't know if you like the Ninja Turtles, but they were fun to play.
I don't know, I just never got into
I used to play as
it.
Donatello all the time in those games.
See the orange one?
Yeah. He's the party one, I think.
That's about as much as I know.
Yeah. Yeah, those games are fun to play. What else? What else did I used to play? Have you played the any of the Lego games?
Lego Star Wars, and that's it.
Okay, yeah,
Oh, Lego Batman too.
I played Lego Batman and I played Lego Star Wars and Lego Harry Potter as well. And I played the regular Harry Potter game too. And the regular Harry Potter game was really hard. The Lego one was easy to play.
They did that on purpose.
What the Harry
Made the
Potter?
Lego games easy.
I think it's because it's more for kids.
Yeah.
They used to a long time ago in like the 90s, they used to have this channel that your cable provider would have, and it was called the Sega Channel, and you could play all these different games on there for like
Oh, yeah.
did you guys ever play that or have that?
No, but I've heard about stuff like this, and it Looking back now, it just seems like one of the worst ideas ever. You have to tune in at this exact time to get this game.
Well, no, this you could automatically play any game in the arcade. You didn't have to like tune in at a
Oh.
certain time. You would just go scroll through the list and play whatever game you wanted to play.
Oh. I was thinking of something more along the lines of the Super Nintendo's Teleview.
No. Back in the 90s, it was just part of your cable provider, so you would just pay for it on your cable bill.
That's interesting.
So it was like, say, like it was like $10 a month, so it would just be $10 onto your thing, onto your bill.
Sega was always very on the bleeding edge of technology compared to every other
System and
gaming
everything.
company, yeah,
Yeah, I
which was
think.
ultimately their undoing.
Right. Yeah. And then all the consoles that they had a bunch of different consoles too.
Yeah, every console we saw some form of their big gimmick or idea reused at least 5 to 10 years later.
Right. Like their version of the Game Boy was like the Sonic the Sega, I forget.
Sega Nomad.
Yeah. I had that too. And that was
And then
like
they.
bigger than the Game Boy.
Yeah, and you needed a batteries or a battery pack for it.
Yep.
And then there wasn't there an actual just Sega Genesis portable console that they released?
Yeah, it's called Sega Genesis. And then they also had Sega CD, which
Oh yeah,
is like a PlayStation.
they had, oh, what was it? The Sega Genesis, then the 32X, and then the CD add-on.
And then they also had the Sega Saturn too at one point.
Yeah.
Well, and then Nintendo came a long way. Nintendo had the regular Nintendo, 64. Then they came out, they had the Game Boy. Then they came out with all the Game Boy DSs and Game Boy Color and stuff.
But even before the Game Boy, they were still doing handheld gaming
Yes, they were.
with the Game and Watch,
Yep. Do you have a say that again?
which the, for their handhelds, they've always, even their home consoles, they've always used somewhat last generation technology,
Yes.
but they've still made it fun.
Yes, they did. Did you have a
Would
favorite game for the
probably would have also had to have been either Animal Crossing or Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I liked Super Smash Brothers. I'd play that all the time.
Those were just two of the games that we would spend a lot of time playing growing up.
Yeah, that or Mario Kart. I would play a lot on
We
there
never
too.
got Mario Kart for the Wii. We just kept playing Double Dash on the GameCube.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm really good at the Rainbow World. I'm really good at that one on there. But there's like so many games now that you can play.
There's just too many.
Like everybody's like, "What's your favorite video game?" I'm like, "I don't have one because there's just too many to name."
That's how I am with everything.
I like everything. I just like everything. I don't know. Like I was playing, they have for the Xbox, they have this Disney game, and you get to like go through like Disneyland, and you have to do these different like challenges in Disneyland, which is really cool. Playing Disneyland, because I've never been there, and it's like really cool to see it. But it's like a game version of Disneyland, and you can like ride on the rides and stuff. It's interesting.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I was like, huh, this is an interesting game, and it was like on the Xbox. I was like, oh, interesting. I
Oh
just tried
yeah,
it.
that just reminded me, on the Wii, there was another favorite game I had.
What was that?
Disney's Epic Mickey.
I haven't played that one.
It's for a game centered around Mickey Mouse and cartoons, it gets pretty dark. But it's pretty fun. I don't think it costs too much considering how much Wii games go for.
Right.
But yeah, I'm gonna look up what it costs real quick, just
Ahead.
or what it's averaging. Because I've been.
I never heard of that one.
Oh, it was made by Disney Interactive before they were shut down.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Have you ever played Crash Bandicoot? I used to love that game. Have you ever played that one?
I've played the first, second, and third ones, and that was it.
Okay, yeah. And then I remember I used to have these Disney figure things. I forget what it was called, but
Disney Infinity.
yeah, I had that too.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a fourth one, but it got canceled.
Yeah, I
Oh,
still
Disney Epic Mickey, you can find a complete with the box and manual for about $6.80.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the Wii games are relatively cheap and they usually made a lot of them.
I still have my Wii and some of the games with it. They're just at my dad's house, but I still have it. Good place for it, right? It's because my
Yep.
nephews go over there and they like to play it, so
Oh yeah.
we let them play it.
I had the
We like.
Wii U, so I could just do backwards compatibility whenever I needed to.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I just have the regular Wii. I didn't get the Wii U, but I always wanted it. Is that still popular?
Not really, no.
No.
You can tell when a game system is no longer popular is when Ubisoft stopped making Just Dance games for it.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Just Dance games. I had the first one.
The Wii is still getting Just Dance games. The Wii U is not.
Gotcha. So the Wii's still kind of popular then.
Yeah, everyone has a Wii. They know that people are going to keep buying Just Dance.
Right. Yeah, that was a fun game. My nephews like to play that game, and they also like to play the sports games that came with the Wii.
Yeah, Wii Sports, even though it was like a tech demo pack-in title, was still pretty good.
Yeah, they like to play the tennis game. But I have to be careful because my nephew likes to try to whack the TV with it, and I keep telling him don't whack the TV. So I'm like, don't hit the TV, because one time he let go of the remote and it hit the TV.
Oh yeah, I've made that mistake once, just not hitting the TV.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he hit the TV. So I have
That's
to tell him
why
not to do it.
that's what the wrist strap is for.
Yeah, he had it on him, but he's so small. He's four, so you know. But that's all right. My dad was like, don't hit the TV, what's wrong with you? You know, but hey, that's what kids do, I guess. You
Yeah,
know.
I just refused to wear the wrist strap until I finally accidentally flung a Wii remote like halfway across the room.
Oops. Did your mom yell at you?
No one saw me do it, and the person who would have been most likely to yell at me was my older brother.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Luckily, the controller still worked.
Right. That's good. You know, that's good. Does Jack
Yeah.
Jack play video games with you?
Yeah, he'll play Super Smash Brothers with me.
Oh, that's nice. So you two get to play some kind of games together.
Yeah, he'll play Animal Crossing by himself. Sometimes we'll play Mario Kart Double Dash together still.
Oh, that's nice. You guys can spend a little bit of time together. That's always nice.
Yeah, when we're not quoting movies with each other.
Oh, I didn't know you guys did that.
Oh yeah, it's pretty fun actually. We can usually do the Emperor's New Groove all the way through.
Oh, nice. Because I know he's always talking about, I remember he was always talking about Onward. They should make
Oh
that
yeah.
into a video game. That would be a cool video game. Going through like the cities or something.
Riot and the Last Dragon, that should have just been a video game the entire time.
I liked the movie. I thought it was a good movie.
They just didn't spend enough time at each location.
Yeah, I agree. Also, they may should make Zootopia into a video game going through Tundra Town. That would be kind of cool.
I think most of those movies, or at least a couple of them, came out when Disney Infinity was being made. So their plan with Disney Infinity was basically just instead of making a bunch of video games for each movie, we'll just make
Right.
one game for every movie,
Well,
which didn't pan out.
I know that they had Pirates of the Caribbean, they had The Incredibles, what else do they have? I think they had Little Mermaid, a couple other games, ones. They
Yeah,
had so
they.
many figures.
Yeah, and then some of the figures didn't even get their own story modes with them.
Oh yeah, they had Inside Out as well.
Oh yeah, that's we had that one. And
But
then
I didn't like that one as much.
some of the figures just didn't get their own stories, so you
Right.
couldn't play them in any story mode.
Right. I really like the Incredibles storyline. That's the one that I played the most, was the Incredible one.
Yeah, we never played anything on the original version of the game. We
Okay.
got 3.0, so
Oh yeah.
the only original version of the game we actually did end up playing was Toy Story, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah. Toy Story was fun.
We didn't play that one too much
I
because
always
the Wii U could not handle playing that game for very long.
gotcha. I say they should do like a game with like all the characters, and you could play with all the characters. I think they should do a game like that.
That's what Disney Infinity should have been, but just without the figurines so much.
They should have done what they did with the Spyro.
Oh, well, that's Skylanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, the concept of toys to life is fun, but not well thought out or well executed ever.
Right. They
And it
need
just
you, Marcus.
What?
They need you to come up with the games.
I can come up with general ideas, but as far as stuff goes, I couldn't actually make a game myself.
You don't think so? You might.
No. I don't. I need composing, music, programming, and art skills to actually know how to make a game.
Gotcha.
Which I'm not very proficient in many of those fields.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But yeah, you could, like, if you could find like some people, you could come up with the idea and then tell them your idea, and then they could come up with the music and stuff. There you go.
Yeah, I've had an idea like that, but that cost money.
Everything costs money now. Like, even if you wanted to patent something, it costs money to even do that. You know?
Yeah.
But, like I think they should come up with a video game that everybody could play. Like go into, like, these different, like, worlds or something cool like that. You know? Come up with these, like, different characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like make, like, a world, like a snow world and have these, like, different characters. And then you can go into, like, a wormhole or, like, a portal or something and then go into a different, like, world or something like that.
What you're talking about reminds me a lot of like an MMO. An MMO.
What MMO are you talking about?
Well, I remember years ago there was Lego Universe.
Oh, I haven't played that.
It's been offline for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like an MMO that anyone could get into. At least I think it was.
Oh, okay. Sorry, y'all.
It just didn't sell very well.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I like some of the games that don't sell very well just because I go, like, with the unpopular, like, games, I guess you can say. So yeah, I like a lot of games. A lot
when
of
you talk about
play.
Them, people really don't know what you're talking about, giving you more of an opportunity to describe it to them.
Right, exactly.
And even get them into it, possibly.
Yes, exactly. Like, there's, like, a couple of games that I used to play. I can't remember on the top of my head at the moment. But a lot of people didn't play them, and I had to explain the game to them, and then they started playing it because I explained it to them.
Yeah, like, I think I mentioned earlier, Chibi-Robo. That was a game not many people played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never played that one or heard of it.
Yeah, well, the likelihood of you getting a hold of it is very, very slim. But
right.
The concept doesn't sound fun, but actually playing it is.
Right.
So you play as Chibi-Robo, a tiny robot, which in Japanese is Chibi-Robo.
Uh-huh.
And you are supposed to serve a family that bought you to make them happy.
Right.
And then the story plays out along with that, the more you help the family.
Uh-huh.
And then at night, as the family is asleep, you find out that the toys in the house come to life.
Hmm. Sounds like an interesting game.
It really is.
Kind of sounds like The Sims a little bit, but not really.
Oh, it is not like The Sims. It is not a simulation. It's an adventure-driven story game.
Oh, okay.
Where doing even simple stuff like trying to cook food is
mm-hmm.
extremely tedious because you're a tiny robot.
Gotcha. That sounds like a lot of fun. I would play something like that.
Yeah. And because it was a very Japanese game, localizing it didn't make it any less weird.
Right.
You've got an almost Buzz Lightyear-esque character,
mm-hmm.
which is like a mix between Buzz and a Power Ranger, who
right.
actually believes it's the character.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it
wow.
just goes, he just goes around running through the family room, trying to guard everyone.
Hmm, interesting. Sounds like a really interesting game.
Yeah, if you ever have the time or money, it would be an interesting game to get.
Yeah, I would play I would play that game.
The biggest problem is it's never been re-released.
Right. You could probably get it on eBay or something, maybe.
Yeah, eBay, like maybe 100, a couple hundred for the case
Right.
and the game. But yeah, it's pretty hard to find.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, I'll have to see if I can find it and play it one of these days. It sounds like a fun game. I used to play The Sims all the time and SimCity. Have you played SimCity before?
Yeah, we had SimCity on the computer. Didn't play it too much, but it's pretty fun.
And we had The Sims for the computer as well. So I used to play that a lot too.
I've never played a Sims game.
They're fun. You get to make people, and then they have like, now they have like expansions and stuff like that. So fun.
Let's see. I just started playing something called Tomodachi Life on the 3DS,
Oh, I
which
remember
is
those things.
sort of like The Sims, I guess, but not really.
Yeah, you feed a Tamagotchi, right?
No, Tomodachi Life.
Tomagotchi. Oh.
Tomodachi. It was a
Gotcha.
weird game that Nintendo made where you put Miis on an island and they just sort of live life,
Oh, okay, gotcha.
but not really.
Gotcha. I haven't heard that one. We used to play a Tamagotchi, which is like these
Oh yeah, the keychain
yeah.
LCD screens.
Yeah. That was in the 90s though.
Yeah, they made a resurgence a few years ago.
And then they also had these ones, I think they came out in the early 2000s, where you could like put them together and your Tamagotchis could play together or something too as well.
Remember seeing that there was something like them where you took care of the pet enough and then a stuffed animal would pop out of a tube
Yep, they have
based
that
on
too.
the thing that you were taking care of.
Yep, they have that too. I remember I used to leave mine for days and it would die.
And then there was the Pocket Pikachu, because everyone
Yeah.
had to get in on the Tamagotchi trend.
Yeah, I remember those. I didn't have one of those, but I remember that. That looked like fun, but then I was like, I don't want to take care of a Pikachu. Because I would forget about it, you know. Like I forget about the Tamagotchi and it would die. And then you had to create another Tamagotchi. That's what you would do, is you would make it die and then you could create another one.
Like a real pet.
Yeah, exactly. But not really a
Just
real pet.
minus the emotional attachment.
Right, exactly. And then I used to play back in the early 2000s. Have you heard of Neopets? I used to play those too.
No.
It was online. It was like a
Oh,
website type of thing.
wait. I think maybe yes.
And you used to, it's kind of like a Tamagotchi, but you could take care of it and then you could play games with it and stuff.
And it was sort of like you could talk to other people, I think.
Yeah, you could talk to other people
Yeah,
and you could make friends on there.
I think I was like 5 when that was a big thing, but yeah, I kind of remember that.
It came out in like the early 2000s, I want to say.
Yeah, I remember maybe that might be what we played a little bit.
Yeah, I used to play that all the time. I don't know, I was like 14, 15 at the time, so I used to play it all the time. And then we also used to play on this site called Pogo, and they had like different like board games and stuff like that as well. That's fun. They still have it now today. I'm surprised it's still popular today. They had like all
Yeah.
kinds of different games on there.
Web browser gaming has definitely died down a lot
Yeah, it has.
because everyone just switched over to playing smartphone apps.
Yep. Do you play any smartphone apps?
Well, I play Pokemon Go. I sort of mess around with the other Nintendo related smartphone games, the one I, but not really that much.
Right.
Pikmin Bloom, I've played a couple, played for since the day it came out, which you
Gotcha.
don't actually really play that game.
Right. I know.
And then there was one more I actually do sort of play occasionally, Dragon Quest Tact.
I haven't heard that one.
Apparently it's just about turning a year old.
Oh, wow.
So it's not that old right now.
Gotcha.
And it's relatively fair as far as most smartphone games go. They give you enough of the premium currency to constantly get more characters.
Gotcha. Yeah, I haven't played that one. But I've played like the NES version and stuff like that, but I haven't played the phone version. I know a lot of people play a lot of Candy Crush and stuff like that
Oh, yep. The
on their
people who play
phones.
Candy Crush put most real gamers to shame in terms of actual hours played.
You think so?
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, she's like on like I don't even know what level, like 3,000 and something, 4,000 and something, maybe 10,000 and something. I don't
Yes.
even know.
Stuff like that. I
I
have no
don't even
idea
know.
what level my dad is on of Frozen Free Fall.
Oh, I haven't played that one.
It's old.
Right.
Probably as old as the first movie, which is nearing 10 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty old. I haven't even seen the movie, I don't think. Free Fall? That's a movie?
No, but Frozen Free Fall.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
No, it was just that was the title of the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I played that one.
It's just your standard Candy Crush clone.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So Candy Crush got it from them, I'm assuming.
No, that was around when everyone was making their own mobile game based off of something, so they just took Candy Crush, which ripped off Bejeweled.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I used to play Bejeweled all the time.
Yeah.
But back in the early 2000s when we had the Nokia phones, we didn't have smartphones. I used to play Snake all the time.
Oh man.
Have you heard of that?
That, yeah.
Have you played Snake?
Once or twice, it's never been a favorite arcade game for me.
Yeah, that's all we had though. I remember here we had a hurricane one year, and this is like in the early 2000s, and I had a Nokia phone and I was just playing Snake during the hurricane because there's nothing else to do. Because back then they only had like a regular Game Boy. I think the Game Boy Color was coming into time at that time, but that was about it.
Yeah, well,
That's about all they had.
yeah, anytime we had something like a tornado warning growing up, we would go downstairs into the basement and play the GameCube or the Xbox 360, and we would just wait
Right.
or
Oh,
go to
yeah, you
sleep. And
get tornadoes down there, don't you?
yeah,
Yeah, and we get hurricanes.
not too often.
Well, I know you guys were at Disney the one time that the hurricane came
Oh,
too, right?
Hurricane Matthew, yeah.
Yeah. Because you guys had like a dance party or something. I've seen that video.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a dance party or something? That wasn't fun, was it? Being in a
I mean, it
hurricane?
wasn't fun just sitting there doing nothing, but at least the curfew that was set was lifted that same
Right.
night. So it wasn't too bad.
Well, that's good. And you were like locked in the hotel, right?
Yeah.
Did you have your game? Did you have like a Game Boy or something to keep you busy?
I think that was after my first 3DS broke, so I didn't have a portable game console anymore, so I just probably
Gotcha.
not. I probably just
Gotcha.
waited it out.
Gotcha. 'Cause do you play your games when you go on when you guys drive to here? Do you guys play you play your games? You bring it with you?
I'll bring now that I have the Switch, yeah, I'll bring it down occasionally.
Oh, nice.
But on vacation, I usually don't play my video games too much.
Gotcha. Just because you want to enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, there's usually other stuff going on. Days get busy.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's true. Is there any other games you like to play before we wrap it up? Because we're already at an hour.
Yeah. Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Alrighty. Yeah. I had fun talking to you about video games
Yep.
because I never have anybody to talk to about video games, so I had fun.
Yeah.
Was fun. Everybody can find you on where can everybody find you?
I have a YouTube channel, same name, Marcus Talks. It'll have my face, which they won't see because this is a podcast. There's actually a
Right.
few Marcus Talks out there, but
I'll link it because I have because
yeah,
I can.
I'll send you the link. And I also have a Facebook page where I occasionally post updates about videos I'll be posting on YouTube and if I'll be live streaming in the next night or so.
All right, awesome. And then you can also find Marcus on Monday nights on WPOV
Yeah,
at 8.
W.
What
Yep.
is it? I don't.
WDWPOV at 8 o'clock. Yep.
On YouTube and Facebook with his dad, their co-host. So you guys can find him there. And you guys know where to find me. Instagram popping the popcorn, Facebook popping the popcorn. And you can find me at patreon.com/popcorn if you want to support the show. And I want to thank Josh and Amy and Dana from the Run Eat Drink podcast. And I hope you guys have a great night. Bye, everybody.
Bye.